Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves, the Ray Lucia program. That would be my bad self today. Rocking and rolling here for this hour of money power with y'all. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. It hasn't changed. 844-729-7469. Emails at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. Got lots of emails standing by. In fact, we just got one from Alice and Kurt with a K. So I know it's not you, Curtis, because you spell with a C. Kurt with a K. And two S's with Curtis. Well, why don't you give out your home phone number, too, then, all right? Anyway, there's been lots of discussion. I've had several emails about people's portfolios and 401ks, and all of a sudden, after all of these phenomenal gains, so many people are willing to give up the ghost. And so I want to talk about that, folks. So sit back, relax, sit back. There you go. It's the Ray program. So are we due for a recession? Why are stocks going down? All of this on the docket for today. We've certainly seen a lot of volatility, really, this entire year. When you think about it, you go back to January, February, things were supposed to implode. And then all of a sudden, up to September, we reach new record highs. And then the market starts to implode again. And so what are we to think? All right, well, let's start with what Charlie Bellaio had to say from Pension Partners. I thought he hit this one pretty good. He says here, there's no shortage of explanations for the recent decline. Take your pick, and you've heard these all. That's why I picked this one out, because he's pretty much saying, take your pick, but all of these people that are telling you why the market's... It's Trump! It's tariffs! It's got to be Trump, because we've got to blame him for everything. Take your pick. Inflation fears, rising rates, a slowdown in China, the trade war, tariffs, housing, etc. Now, it is true that the Donald has been very quiet lately about the market. I mean, that's just the way he is. He brags about stuff until the stuff doesn't work so good, then he doesn't say anything about it. It's all right. We understand his personality. For investors, he says, this kind of rationale may be harmful. Because we are emotional beings, and our impulsive response to bad news is to panic and sell after the fact, we respond to good news and higher prices in similar fashion, by panic buying after the fact, the fear of missing out. Needless to say, this is not an effective long-term investment strategy. This is why the market timers typically don't do well. And I'm sure there are a few out there, but a lot of the Wall Street graveyards are littered with these market timing newsletters and so forth. Because it's been pretty much proven that this whole idea of trying to predict the markets based on fill in the blanks just is impossible to do. Let me read on here. The S&P 500 is down less than 10% from its recent all-time high, just above the average of the 22 prior corrections since March of 2009. All of these corrections had fear-inducing explanations associated with them that seemed like the end of the world at the time. All were soon followed by new stock market highs. Isn't that true? I think it's totally true. And he goes through here all of the S&P 500 corrections of more than 5% since the March low of 2009. And they range from 21.6% back in May of 2011 to the 9.8% recently. And let me just read some of the reasons why. I told you about the recent one. Inflation fears, rising rates, China slowdown, trade war, tariffs, housing market is imploding, and the list could go on and on. But by the way, in January and February of this year, what was it? Inflation fears and rising rates. So what happened? The inflation fears subsided over what, a 6-8 month period of time? Come on. And then August 15th through November 4th of 2016, we had a minus 5%. You know what that was about? Donald Trump getting elected. Everybody was afraid that the markets were going to implode if Donald Trump got elected. And they're up 36%. And that's after the big decline recently. It's not so big, by the way. And it goes on and on. We have back in November 3rd through February 11th in 2016, there was a 14.5% drop. Have we forgotten about these drops, these interim drops in the midst of the longest bull market in history? Have we forgotten about them? How about in 2015, a 12.5% down from May 20 to August 24th. And you can go back in history and see numerous times. I mean, from the Ebola fear to falling oil to rising oil to a strong dollar. That's, by the way, one of the ones I haven't mentioned recently. And that's our strong dollar, meaning, you know, doing business overseas becomes more expensive. And it's harder for multinational companies to make the same level of profits. And so all of this stuff is baked into what the analysts are looking at. And the analysts can analyze this. Wasn't there a movie, Analyze This? Yeah. I think it was a De Niro movie. In either event, let me help you also understand that things are actually pretty good here in the United States by comparison. Not as good as, let's see, you could have invested your money in Saudi Arabia and be up 6.8% year to date. Of course, in Saudi Arabia, I don't want to talk about what they do. I think most of you already know what they're all about. So who wants to put their money there? But so far, you'd have been better off. So would you rather have your money there or would you rather have your money here? Norway's up 3.5%. Israel's up 1.6%. We're in fourth at about 0.7%, you know, as of last week or so. So call it flat. Russia's down 0.7. Brazil's down 4.7. New Zealand's down 5.9. Mexico's down 7. Portugal down 7. Malaysia down 8. Thailand down 8. Switzerland down 8. Japan down 9. France down, I mean, it goes on. Canada down 10. The UK down 11. Taiwan down 11. Where do you want your money? Sweden down 12. And it goes on and on. Turkey down 45%. So where do you want to be an investor? Do you want to put up with a little bit of volatility, or do you want to put up with a lot of volatility? I'm not suggesting you shouldn't have some money invested internationally, but clearly when you look around the world, the United States of America is the place to be. So what are your options? To pull all of your money out of the stock market and do what with it? Put it into bonds? Yeah, bonds do well when interest rates rise, don't they? And then you'll get upset with that and you'll take your money, put it in cash. The market will come back and you'll be sitting on the sidelines because that's what we do. That's what we do. That is a bad strategy. And it's a bad strategy if you're a millennial. It's a bad strategy if you're a Gen Xer. It's a bad strategy if you're a baby boomer. And it's a bad strategy if you're part of the silent generation, because it rarely, rarely works out to move your money into cash, because you and I are not clairvoyant enough to know when to put it back into the market. So we need to have a diversified strategy. We'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. So make sure you stay with us. I'll also get into a few other things. Whether or not the U.S. is due for a recession, and can the stock market predict it? That's all coming up here on the Ray Lucia Show. Also, stocks, by some measures, are actually cheap. Seriously? We'll be back. Don't go away.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing.
Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available on iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. Is love coming to us all? We'll have to see. Is the U.S. due for a recession? That's one of the topics. Stocks are cheap and should rally 15 to 20%. Wow. Before the nasty surprise comes. And I saw this study. This is really interesting. Study finds surprising number of Americans think chocolate milk comes from brown cows. It doesn't? Seriously? We got a lot more to worry about, folks, than the stock market falling if a surprising number of Americans actually think that. But let's talk about this recession business for just a moment. Remember, we mentioned last week that CNBC's Art Cashin recently stated that every decade since the 1850s, the U.S. had a recession, except this one. So everybody is predicting that it's going to happen. Well, Ben Carlson actually wrote about this the other day, and I found this fascinating. Here's what he said. The Standard & Poor's 500 has had 20 bear markets. Now, we all know that a bear market is a decline of 20% or more, or worse. And it's also had 27 corrections, which is a decline of between 10 and 20% since 1928. The average loss saw stocks fall 24% and lasted 228 days from peak to trough. All right, so 228 days is certainly not a lifetime. It's not even a year. So why do we get so freaked out? Allow me to read on. Of those 47 double-digit sell-offs, 31 of them occurred outside of a recession and didn't happen in the lead up to a recession. So we all know that recessions are ugly and bear markets extend for several months, if not years. It takes years to get back to even. I get that. And I'm not trying to downplay it. I'm just giving you some stats. Stats such as 66% of the time, the market has experienced a double-digit drawdown with no recession as the main cause. Of those 31 which occurred outside of a recession, the losses were minus 18% over 154 days on average. So it's like 6 months. Not that big of a deal. 6-7 months, we can't wait 6 or 7 months. We waited longer than that from the big drawdown that happened, the end of January to the middle or so of February? So here's what else he said. We'll have a recession at some point, but odds are the stock market won't tip us off ahead of time. Oh, so we won't know when the recession is coming, because if we did know, we'd want to take our money out of the stock market, but we won't. No. In fact, most of the time, people don't even realize we're in a recession until after it's already begun. NBER typically gives the official word for a recession around the time they're ending or already in the midst of a slowdown. So by the time the prognosticators get it right, oh, we're in a recession, it's usually over by then, and the damage has been done. It's also possible the stock market just freaks out from time to time because there are so many other variables that move the markets outside of the economy. Since the market bottomed in early 2009. Now remember, that's when the market bottomed. From there, it's been straight up. Maybe not straight. Here's what he says. There have been several corrections. Minus 16, minus 19, minus 12, minus 13, minus 10. And every time, it's felt a little different, hasn't it? So maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing that we have a correction of sorts. Maybe that just gets the speculators out of the market and allows us that are long-term investors to stay in the game and work our plan and work our strategy. All right, so that brings us to this. What in the world is your strategy? Do you have a crash-proof, if you will, strategy? We've discussed this many times before. Listen, you can't be an investor that's all in all the time if you will need money from your portfolio in the relatively recent future. Now, you've got to define what the future means to you. For me, it means 10 to 15 years. But while I appear to be a fairly aggressive investor, which is true with the money that I won't need for 10 or 15 years, if I can siphon off whatever I might need to spend over the short, mid, or long term, that 10 to 15 years, and leave that in a place that doesn't get hurt or damaged too much in a recession, in a bear market, then I'll be fine. And I can present value a sum of money that I might need. For example, and I've done this example before, I pull out my calculator, and if I've got, say, $250,000, and outside of emergencies, the emergency fund is always outside of your investments, I decided that I'm not retiring for 15 some odd years, well, then I'm not really worried that much about whether or not I'm going to have enough ample supply of cash. But to be on the safe side, I'll just figure a 4% distribution from the $250,000 in today's dollars. So what is that? That's $10,000. If I need that $10,000 and I want it to last me 15 years and I can earn, say, 3% on it, that's 119 grand. But I don't need that $119,000 for 15 years. And if I can earn, say, 4% on that, it's reasonable, that's $66,000. What's 66 divided by 250,000? That's about 25%. So if I were advising you today, and I'm not, I would say of your $250,000, allocate 25% of it to something safe. And 75% can go into stocks and real estate and stuff that's less liquid and stuff that's more risky. Because there's not been a 15-year period ever where stocks have been down. So the 25% in safety gives me my cushion. Now, over time, I'm still investing money in the market. And so I'll go 75 equities, 25% safe stuff. And one thing I can assure you, if you do that, you won't be as rich, more than likely, as you would have been if you just stayed in the market. But I can also assure you of something else. You're more likely to stay in the market when you've got that cushion. And that's the strategy in times like these. We'll be back.
Hey, folks, are you the next world-famous entrepreneur? Or maybe you don't really care about fame, just want to help people? Well, whatever your motivation, if you're an innovator, it's easy to launch your dream this month with LegalZoom. Incorporate or form an LLC to start your business. Register your trademark to protect your products and services. Apply for a patent to secure your invention. You know, over the past decade, LegalZoom has helped more than a million people just like you turn their ideas into reality. So what's so special about this month? For a limited time, you can get special savings on any trademark, copyright, or provisional patent application. Go to LegalZoom.com today to get started. They can even help if you have a great idea, but you're not sure where to begin. Since they're not a law firm, you can get advice through LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in most states. That means you can get the guidance you need to get your idea off the ground. Don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout this month for a special discount. LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com. Legal help is here.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
I'm wondering why so many people are so worried about the stock market. I'm worried about our intelligence nationwide. Not yours. No. It's not you that I'm worried about. But when I read articles like this, I get worried about the other guys, okay? And ladies, too. Study finds surprising number of Americans think chocolate milk comes from brown cows. This is not a joke, folks. This is not a joke. According to a recent survey, 7% of Americans believe chocolate milk comes from brown cows. The survey was actually conducted by the Innovation Center of U.S. Dairy in April. 1,000 adults over 18 were asked the question about the role milk plays in their daily lives. The study found 48% of respondents weren't sure where chocolate milk came from. Well, it's refreshing that only 7% thought they came from brown cows, but 48% had no idea where they came from. That adds up to about 16.4 million people. The Washington Post linked the study to past studies that consistently show how many Americans have no idea where their food comes from. For example, a study in the 1990s found that nearly 20% of people did not know hamburgers are made from beef. Where's the beef? Remember that? They were talking about hamburgers. Didn't come from ham, which I'm sure a lot of people felt. So we're worried a lot about the stock market. Should we be? Well, according to Guggenheim's Scott Menard, stocks are actually cheap and should rally another 15 to 20%. Keep this all in perspective, folks. Because as I said earlier, these gurus don't know as much as you know, which is probably what I know. Nothing about what's gonna happen to the stock market. So when these gurus come out of the woodwork, it's interesting to talk about. But he also says stocks are gonna rally 15 to 20% and then have a nasty bear market. Nasty in quotes, meaning you should be prepared for the nasty. What are you supposed to do here, Scott? What are you supposed to do? You're telling me that stocks are going to rally another 20%, and then are you going to tell me when to get out? This is how ludicrous this becomes, because then he says they're going to drop 50%. Why do I want to wait around for a 20% increase only to experience a 50% drop? This is how crazy things get when you're 10 years into a very prolific bull market. But here's what he had to say. Markets tend to continue to rise until after the Fed's last rate increase. Okay. In fact, Menard anticipates 15 to 20% rally before the bull market ends. He goes on, stocks are cheap based on forward multiples and should continue to rally. Unless, of course, China, tariffs, there's all kinds of unlesses that are out there. Quote, history shows us that when we have these fall corrections, the market bottoms 50% of the time in October and 30% in November. So there will be a Santa Claus rally, he is claiming. The Trump administration, he goes on, is deeply concerned about the behavior of the market. Yes, you haven't heard the Donald talk about this decline in stocks lately, because why should he? He's the kind of guy that's going to brag about it when it's to his benefit and mums the word when it's not. It's probably going to soften their position and make them willing to cut a deal with China. Well, if that's true, then he says the markets are going to rally from here. However, let's get back into this nasty bear market. Menard compared the U.S. economy to the ill-fated ocean liner, the Titanic, moving full steam ahead with an iceberg looming. So are you going to jump on the Titanic? His thesis centers on the fact that monetary policy is going to get too tight. At the same time, fiscal policy is going to turn into fiscal drag in 2020. That's when the expansion will end. Quote, if I'm correct, markets go another 15% to 20%. Then we're looking at a sell-off from the highs of 40 to 50%, perhaps in the second quarter of 2020. So you have a reprieve for the time being. Folks, you can't run your life this way. You can't run your finances this way. Living in this era of prognosticators telling you how to run your investment portfolio. Because people like this, I always ask, what are they doing with their money? Is he going to be all in until the first quarter of 2020 to pick up that next 20% and then get all out? I highly, highly doubt it. You always have to ask them, show me the money. Show me your money. Where is it invested? How are you invested? I gave you the idea. It's just one idea. I have a lot of them, but that's the one that resonates the most with me. Picture your money, your bucket of money, what you have amassed. Siphon off your emergency fund. That's got to be a number that you're comfortable with. I can't tell you how much to put in an emergency fund. I do know this. The likelihood of you losing your job, not very high, with the unemployment rate well under 4%, 3.7%. And some are predicting it to go even below 3%. The jobs numbers look so good. We'll know later on in the week what they actually do look like, but the fact remains there are more jobs than job openings. So the job situation looks fantastic. So you siphon off your emergency fund. You make sure you have all of your health care concerns taken care of. Do you have an adequate amount of health coverage, enough to cover your deductibles if need be? Have you taken care of your long-term care necessities, in particular if you're 50, 55 plus? Because that's when, it's not always when, but the likelihood is that's when, if you're going to get sick or something is going to happen to you that will waylay you from work for an extended period of time, it's probably going to happen after you're 50 or 55. Just playing the odds there. I bought my long-term care. I think I was between 55 and 60. And I haven't had to use it, thankfully. But as I discussed last week with Lynn Rowe when she was with me, I have a compounded inflation on mine. So I started at like $180 daily benefit, and now it's well over $250 per day, because I was willing at the time to self-insure for a percentage of it. And my 5% compounded COLA has pretty much taken care of the rest of it. So get your emergency fund set, get your health care set, make sure you're in a stable job position, and then simply look at your portfolio and ask yourself the question, since emergencies are taken care of, when will I need to tap in to this money? And then ask yourself another question. How long must I wait for the markets to recover? Now, even in the last go-round, it still took, about 5 years for a full recovery. The market dropped almost 60%, and then it took 5 years to work its way back. So at the very worst, you do a five-year analysis of how much you might need to spend. I used $10,000 last segment, and I used a 15-year time horizon before retirement. I would suggest to you that that's probably appropriate, 10 to 15 years. But if you want to use the worst case from the last 5 years or the last 10 years, use a five-year set aside of safe cash type money. And then your allocation going forward should be consistent with that, because if you have $250,000, you're going to spend 4% of that number. When you get to $500,000, you're probably going to spend 4% of that number. And work the math backwards. If you do this, folks, trust me, you will sleep like I sleep at night, like a baby. Yes, you'll get up several times too.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Attention, business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Arlo, go for it. Hey, welcome back, folks. So I get this email from Alice just before the show started, and I promised to get right to her. So hit it, fellas. Alice's Restaurants. Okay. So Alice, I think Alice, if you've been tuning in, I've already answered the question more or less. My stocks are doing poorly. I just don't know what I should do. My husband says go to cash. See now, and I've got a lot of emails recently like this, and I don't want to be, giving marital advice here. What am I going to tell her to? Not listen to her husband? Yes, I'm going to tell her that because I think it's stupid. I mean, I've already said it, but listen, Peter Lynch, once upon a time, the great vice chair of Fidelity, one of the greatest money managers of all time, was quoted once as saying, buy high, buy low, just keep on buying. Now, I gave you a formula, if you were listening earlier, to how you should siphon off some safe money for emergencies, et cetera. But seriously, I don't want to get in the middle of you and your husband disputing over money. That doesn't make sense. Let's do this. Why don't we look at your portfolio? You obviously have made nothing but money over the last 5-10 years, right? So what's wrong with doing a little rebalancing? Maybe siphon off some money and put it in something that doesn't go down when the market goes down, but has still some potential to help you in retirement. An annuity contract, one of those deferred income annuities, they look a little bit better with the higher interest rates. A fixed indexed annuity that'll do well if the market keeps going up, and if it doesn't, it won't lose anything. I'm not suggesting go too crazy there, but allocate 10-20% of your portfolio to something that is a bit of an alternative investment. If you have debt, take some of your profits and pay off debt. You probably have some recent losses if you bought anything recently with the market down. Maybe you can sell something, create a loss, sell something that has a gain, offset the loss against the gain, and pay off some credit cards or pay off a car or pay off something that will free up cash flow so that you can invest regularly each month, dollar cost averaging into the market. So rather than get in the middle of you and your husband talking about money, why don't you have this conversation with him and say, why don't we do X and such or consider doing X and such? I don't know. I've got more on this husband stuff because Alexa, I don't know if I'll get to you, Alexa, but she's planning a wedding and hasn't talked to her fiance. They haven't even had a discussion about money yet. Ugh, don't like it. I'll get to that email momentarily, but Edward was next. I need some cash. I have a life insurance policy with $36,000 of cash value in it. Is that better than borrowing on a HELOC? I wouldn't say better or worse. I think it's a question of interest rates. Neither one of them are deductible anymore. So the HELOC loan is probably, the interest rate on the HELOC is probably higher today than a life insurance cash value loan. Also, it's not like you'll lose your home if you don't pay it back. Many of the loans from a life insurance policy don't have to be paid back. So you probably have a tad more flexibility with a life insurance policy loan. Now, keep in mind, if you overborrow from your life insurance, you put the death benefit in jeopardy. If the policy goes into the state of lapse, you lose your death benefit. So caution is necessary here, but given your druthers, probably the life insurance policy, as long as you don't put it into a state of lapse. Curtis with a K. I'm maxing out my 401k, but I have some debt coming due. Should I use my credit cards or borrow from my 401k or stop saving? Well, you don't use your credit cards. I mean, come on. I know you may be able to get a low interest rate credit card on one of those, you know, temporary deals, but I wouldn't use a credit card. A 0% or a 3% or 3.9 low interest rate credit card is not going to be low forever. So I don't know. Borrowing from your 401k doesn't necessarily bother me. In fact, I think I like that a little bit better than stopping your saving totally. If the markets are going to start to implode, taking some money out of your 401k and paying back at, say, a 5% interest rate versus stopping saving altogether means you're not dollar cost averaging back into the market. So either one of those two would be better than using your credit cards. So let's do that. A lot of people have this aversion to borrowing from the 401k. I'm just not there. I'm just not there. If I can pay off a 16% credit card, why wouldn't I borrow at 5 or 6% from my 401k? I would. So the only decision is, do you borrow the money from the 401k or simply let the 401k ride and stop putting money into the market? And my feeling on that is, wow, if I dollar cost average by continuing to fund my 401k, am I likely to be able to take advantage of the volatility and beat a 5 or 6% return? Only you can answer that question, Kurt. But if it were me, I mean, depending on how much you owe, I'd probably borrow from the 401k and then keep my savings going, because my savings is going to be going in, and every time the market drops, I'm going to go, yes, the market dropped and I bought more shares, whereas the amount that I borrow is taking money off the table at these highs and costing me 6%. So will dollar cost averaging beat a 6% rate of return? I think it will. Remember, you're paying back a loan over 5 years. So if you dollar average over 5 years, will it beat a 5 or a 6% loan? You got to make that call. I think it probably will. Good questions today, though. Alice, Edward, and Kurt. Alexa, I'll get to your I'm getting married question. And you haven't talked to your fiance next hour. In the meantime, email me, raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now I'm going to make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk.
Online
at biztalkradio.com.